Lovely little song there. Whole family jangling on their guitars, jingle jangling, and a nice violin player, and very young child playing percussion, like I think a conga and tambourine. Anyway, yeah, the group was called Des Irmãos, and the track How Rai Veni Lale, and the video's got some really cool just pastoral scenes of the countryside of East Timor, one of the newest nations on the planet in which we are at the moment. And just reading more, interesting, the name Timor means east in Indonesian and Malay, and in Portuguese they call it Timor as well, but wait, Leste means east in Portuguese, so it's sometimes known as Timor East, but sometimes Timor Leste. So essentially you have, in two different languages, East. Timor East, Leste East. So East East is the name of the nation. So yeah, they're in the East, Eastern Hemisphere, at least. Eastern Indonesia. East things are cool, by the way. Like East Vancouver, East LA, East Bogota. Yeah, I'm not going to continue with this, but you get the idea. And in the native language of Tetum, Timor Lorosai is the name. The rising sun. There you go. And yeah, you just heard, I just said, but before that, you heard the Galaxy Band with Taka Matan. Nice reggae rock. And yeah, next you're going to hear another piece of music that is in the reggae variety, more like reggae ska. This is a group called the Dili All-Stars, Dili being the biggest city and capital of Timor-Leste. And yeah, this is a band made up of East Timorese and Australian musicians. And this is an independence song called Liberdad. And yeah, they were on the scene as the nation was fighting for independence. And yeah, they're kind of based in Australia now, I think. But yeah, they played a big part in uplifting the people. And Australia, by the way, played a big role in helping East Timor achieve independence as they were, well, in a dispute and battles with Indonesia. And some very, very bad things happened. Yeah, the Indonesian government certainly tried really hard to fight off the independence movement, but finally, 2002, independent. And although right now there's some people, at least just read in ABC News, it's just an opinion piece, but it's by a fellow who worked for the Australian mission in East Timor. He was part of the Australian Regular Army and Army Reserve between 91 and 2001. And he's criticizing the Australian government for perhaps not having the best intentions when they came in, and now there's a whole bunch of oil just off the shores of East Timor, and yes, very oil-rich nation, but the maritime boundaries are a little unsure, so Australia now is kind of disputing to take over part of the oil fields underwater, and yeah, long story, but yes, hopefully this small and quite poor oil-rich nation can use that wealth to rebuild rather than have it taken by Australian forces, but nonetheless, always ongoing things. And well, you're going to hear this peaceful coalition between Australian and East Timorese musicians, the Dili All-Stars, Liberdad, right here. And then the first ever piece of hip-hop just came out a week ago, and I was searching for some hip-hop not so big in East Timor, but I found a piece, so you're going to hear that right after this awesome slice of reggae ska, the Dili All-Stars, right here. We'll be right back. Here on the radio, and this is about at the end of the program. You just heard a whole hour of music from Timor-Leste. Yeah, East Timor. And wow, lots of cool stuff. Lots of synthesizers, lots of drums, lots of guitars, lots of singers, flutes also. Well, hope you enjoyed that. Finished with a hip-hop track. The only, potentially, don't believe me on this, but maybe the first ever hip-hop track just came out on September 9th, about a week ago. And Kara featuring A-Joy, or Joey, spelled two different ways, Bebek O Nune-e. There you go. Awesome stuff. And before that, the Dilly All-Stars, straight from Dilly. And the track was called Liberdad. So there you go. That's all the money, the music I could muster from Timor-Leste. Thank you for all the East Timorese for making music despite the hardships, and hopefully with Indonesia and Australia and all your neighbors, they'll treat you with respect because you guys are awesome. So keep up the hope and fight for a better tomorrow in East Timor. Going to end with a little piece of music that is maybe some unusual stuff. This is from Finland, and up there, well, they're kind of weird, to say the least. So this is a band called Kemialliset Istavat. And if you're listening to this live, well, right after this is Alex and the Generic Alternative. You will inherit this throne and this studio. Wow, I'm so proud of you, my friend. Have a great show, and good day, good week to all humans out there. Much love to you.
This is Bird Note. When a bird takes wing, it leaves most of us other creatures earthbound. Birds have evolved not only wings, but many other adaptations that make it possible to fly. First of all, feathers. Feathers provide insulation, waterproofing, and a means to fly. And they're extraordinarily lightweight. Other features also help minimize the pull of gravity, mostly by reducing body weight. Birds have very light, honeycombed or hollow bones. And instead of a weighty mouthful of jawbones and teeth, birds have evolved a supremely light and serviceable beak. What birds eat also helps them stay light for flight. Most consume energy-packed foods rich in calories, like seeds, fruits, and meat. These are foods that add as little as possible to a bird's payload and deliver a lot of bang for the buck. And what birds eat is processed rapidly, so they aren't weighed down by waste. All of these adaptations for flight. And a pair of wings, too. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day. And you can get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram, at Bird Note Radio.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. Broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.